Hello, and thank you for joining us for this partner spotlight of Don Brady Consulting. This brew has also been brought to you by Think Ad Group, Dealership Toolkit, and our friends at M1 Data and Analytics. Let's get ready for a great brew with Don Brady. Let's brew!
Higher attitude, and you can train the rest. And that's exactly what happened for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I couldn't agree with that more, and that's all of it. The attitude will always determine your altitude 100% of the time. You can coach people with a good attitude. Somebody can have all the skill. You can look at somebody and be like, man, this dude, his resume shows me that this guy's amazing, but when you sit down with him and he has that crap attitude where he thinks he knows everything, there's nothing he can learn, his cup is full, so there's no reason to pour anything into his cup for him, that is not a recipe for a good salesman. That's not a recipe for somebody who's looking to grow. When we're looking for salespeople, I look for people who have those personalities of growth inside them. Like, hey, I want more than I have right now. I want to be you one day, or whatever it is. I want to be above you. I want to be an owner one day. Whatever it is, you want to see somebody who's looking for that future. Even if selling cars is just a step to them getting to the thing that they really want to do, that's fine with me. But that means they have to come in here and crush this in order to get to where they want to go. So what is that next step? Oh, that next step is that. Oh, I can see why you need to do this. And I'm going to make sure that you get really good at this so you can be very good at this. And I encourage that. I encourage people who want to come in and take my job one day. I want to teach. I hope they do. I hope they're better than me. Because then I can say, hey, I taught this guy how to be better than me. That's awesome, man. And that's part of that whole legacy. And I'm sure you, with the positions you've had, people come in. So, you know, and I'm sure you've had opportunity to sit down with somebody in front of you that you saw that potential and you saw that attitude that was like, man, this attitude is right on level where I need it to be. And you're like, you're hired. They may not even look right. They may not even have the right outfit on. They may not even have the right answers to the questions. But because of how they acted and how they were like encouraging and they're like, listen, I just want to do this job and I love this and I just want to help grow. You were like, man, I like this person. I see potential.
I
wish I had 10 of those. Yeah, there's no doubt. So, no, that's awesome stuff. Being a veteran, though, really helps, I do believe. We talked about that a little bit in the clubhouse this morning. Being a veteran, because of the process they teach us in the military, we are so process-driven, and you have to follow orders, and you have a chain command. We understood that, and we get that. We also understand coming up in the business, when we came up in the car business, it was a little bit harsher. They didn't train us with a nice guy, hey, you're so special. You're amazing. Oh, I know you messed up, but hey, don't worry about that. It wasn't like that. It was like, you messed up? Gah, stuff was getting thrown across the room. You know, that's old school training. But that's where we came from. But being in the military, we were like, oh, okay. What's the worst you can do to me? We're not. You can't put me. You can't.
You are not going to be at my bed in the morning.
You can't send me to Leavenworth and go break rocks. I mean, what's the worst you can fire me? I mean, woo.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, but at the same time, because we are already hot, how to have a process and how to grow and how to do things, we literally are really, it's to me, it was second nature. I just had to learn how to sell. That was it, right? I already knew the process, how to do what they told me to do and do it exactly how they said it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to dress. I'm going to keep myself ironed. I'm going to look fresh. I'm going to shave my face. I'm going to come to work on time, if not early, because I am prior military. I also going to, you know, all these things are really great things to have. So being a veteran, getting into this business is a great benefit. But that doesn't mean all veterans are good at this job either. I've had a few that didn't work out. But that's okay, you know, and that's all right. But being a veteran is a big deal. And I think that if you're a veteran and you did a good job and you want to get into this business, you could probably crush it just because of what you have and what you've already been trained on. Trust and believe. So that being said, my third question for you, my friend, my third question is, we all get influenced by people in this business. You know, you talked about getting hired. You talked about this. You got to be in a leadership position. But as you were coming up in this game, who was the person who mentored you the most or the person that you remember the most for their mentorship?
Okay, that's probably the hardest question you could ask me because I learned from everybody. I mean, I learned from customers. Like, I mean, obviously customers will say something and you'd think, and I may have messed up how I answered them. So the next customer, I was prepared for that. So every day I learned from everybody around me. I'm going to credit my first dealership that literally made us learn scripts. And then we had to make the scripts our own. And then they would videotape us making those scripts. So, Bill Jackson was one of my trainers then. And of course, Al Armour, I was at Wally Armour, Chrysler, Dodge and Jeep in Alliance, Ohio. And their training was incredible. Joe Verdi is probably a big mentor of mine. And I used to pay to go to his place.
Who's Joe Verde? I never heard. No, I was playing.
And then, you know, and what's really crazy is I've only been on social media for 1 year, literally 1 year. And I knew nothing about social media, nothing about Facebook, nothing about LinkedIn. I knew nothing about it until a year ago. And now I'm sitting on, I have about 25,000 friends and connections that I learn from every day. I try to put positive content out every day, nothing negative, no politics. I don't, you know, we get enough of that. If you want to watch that, turn on the TV, but you know, and I learned though, I mean, I literally learn something on LinkedIn every single day and on Facebook every single day. And it's not this bad thing that I thought it was for my first 50 years of life.
Right.
It's actually a very positive experience that I'm having on social media. So
it's because of what your feed is. So, and that's what I always tell like people, like everyone's like, hey, did you see this on social media? I'm like, no, man, it doesn't come on my feed because I don't pay attention to that. I don't like it. I don't look at it. I swipe by it if it ever shows up. So exactly right. I don't get into politics. I don't get into religion. I don't, well, I mean, sort of. But I what I mean is that I don't get deep into stuff. I talk about positivity. I talk about the car business growth. I talk about what we can do to be better the next day. And Don, you and I came into this social media thing around the same time. I remember literally the day that you went out and you were looking for friends, like you were putting out there. And I remember that stuff. And you, dude, your stuff grew like this. I remember going, holy crap, who is this Don guy? He's got like so many friends like overnight. And you did a great job with it, dude. And you're still doing a great job with it. Keep that energy up, man. You keep that going. And I promise you, don't waver from it. The first year is always the toughest year, right? Once you get going, it's going to be more and being consistent, those 10 letters are so key for everything, for growth, for your future, for your family, for your friends, but most importantly for yourself. Like a lot of people don't like to think about, oh, I need to take care of myself. Well, you do. You need to take care of yourself. You need to be a slightly selfish. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I hate that word. Sounds so bad.
It's more like aware. Like more aware of yourself. Not so much that you're self-centered, but that you're just aware of where you live.
Yeah.
Where you're growing,
right.
You know what I mean?
It's like,
and who's important.
It's like going to school, going to college, or going to the military. You had to grow somewhere, right? So you did these things for yourself to grow, right? And when you grew, it's a great thing. Now you're able to, like you, as you came, just like car people, anybody in the car business, you start off as a salesperson, maybe on a cleanup lot, maybe you did something less. A lot of people start at different spots in the car business. Whenever they got in, let's just start with generically, you're a salesperson, you come in. As you grow and as you become more and you start to become a leader, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Like you start to pass on those things and you start to do the things like that. And that's what's so great about this business. It allows us to do that. We start off learning. Then as we learn, we could pour into other people and then they pour into other people. And then it just keeps going. It's a chain effect. But what you pour into people's cups need to be legit, needs to be right. But you also have to understand that it's not going to always be exactly the way you say. You say one day, do it this way. The next day, it could be a whole different world. And you have to be ready for that adjustment. And having mentors like you've had, and I love that you brought up your first dealership because that is key. My first dealership is what I talk about, Matt Damos. I still work with Matt Damos, but he was my very first trainer. He was the first guy who taught me my steps, the road to the sale, taught me the psychology of the different types of clients out there, understanding why they say no to certain things. That it doesn't really mean no, you know. It just means that you're not doing your job enough. They're saying no to you. You got to make sure before you get to those no's that you already overcome all this stuff. So it's called doing your steps. It's called doing your job, not shortcutting anything, giving the client exactly what they need. Matter of fact, more than they need, like you're doing right now with your whole business. And I love that. But it's key, man. It is so key. But mentorship is huge. And that's why I love that question. It's because without mentorship, I think a lot of us could get by and do things, but then we're not really going to grow at the speed. You don't learn any of the shortcuts, because the thing about a mentor is they can tell you, hey, I went the same path you're going. I did all this other stuff. Don't do that. I promise you it won't work. Do it this way. It'll get you there. Instead of taking 5 years, it'll take you a year. And that's why mentorship is key. It's not because they're trying to – and shortcut, not necessarily a shortcut. It's just teaching you what not to do in a sense, right? So I love that, man. Good answer on that, my friend.
As we explained earlier, you know, he is Jedi-like, right?
Yes.
And even inside of – The Star Wars world, there shows you the example of mentorship and the key of it, right? Your Yoda, your Obi, your Luke, and, you know, your Anakin. All of the mentorship is so key, because look, if you have a good pouring into your vessel, then you're pouring back out into someone else what's in you. The thing is, just like the good, the force and the dark side, right? You have to be cognizant of how much you're pouring in of each. And if you have any room inside of you for the darkness, it will permeate. It's like leaven, right? It'll start swelling up into many other things if you have any room for it. So removing the susceptibility of the dark side, finding a way inside of you, is the way of the Jedi. And that's what you're doing with your social media practices. You're showing them what it's like when a lightsaber gets turned on and you are slicing away anything that is making it at all negative inside of your business world, because you're in control of your digital profile, your digital presence. One of the courses that is inside of the digital cinematography course would be understanding digital presence, what it looks like building it on all platforms, and the importance of it. Because I still can't touch Don right now. I can't see him. I might be talking to the real guy, but eventually this piece of production gets cut up, gets put out, gets shown in different light, right? So you're not getting the full person. But the presence of the person is, well, he's a solutionary that's out here brewing solutions. He has good positive energy. He has good things and practices that he does for his business and for other people. And that's what he's seeking. So that, in turn, is what he becomes doing. So I can get very lecturally, I guess that's
lecturally. He can get super lecturally.
But that's what we're doing. We are using the force. And you are just completely acting as if the dark side doesn't matter, because that's your choice. You're allowed to do that.
It shows the light.
And it creates a positive energy, which gets you to be known as the smiler that you are. We know you by your smile, brother. If you're not smiling, I don't recognize you.
So seriously, there's people that love you. I'm going to take a quick little go through these comments, man. We got so many amazing people that are just saying some great stuff about you this morning, Don. I don't know if you see these comments. I'm sure you do. It says, good morning, Don. And the car guys, that's from Jay Woolrich. I love some Jay, man. Jay is the best, dude. Jay's nothing but supportive, folks. Jay, thank you. Dave, we got Brad Smith. Good morning, Fralin Arts and Lou Ramirez. You got DJ, Mr. Sardana. Morning, all. You got Nathan Jordan saying, morning, time to grind it out. Michael Larkin, man. Michael Larkin's loving some Don Brady this morning. Seriously, he's Dumbs, cool.
I'm laughing.
What, I guess that's an inside joke, Dumbs. I don't know if that's something you know between him, right? Dumb's cool. I'm sure that's like a joke. Now we got Rudy. Oh, he's tagging people. Got you. Thanks, DJ. I appreciate you for tagging. He goes, love the coffee chopper. You got what up from Steven Loxton. What's up, Steven?
What's up?
Mike Larkin says, Don's been drinking the coffee. Nope. It was Baby Yoda. Mike Larkin, this is a little old from early when I was talking about being a Dolphins fan. It's coming from a Dolphins fan. Go Pats. Okay, dude. Michael, you're not allowed to talk anymore, Patch fan. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Then you got Terry Torline says, I want to have CGC coffee with Don B. That's right. Terry, man, I love you. Appreciate you for being here this morning. Then you got Jake Bishop all the way up in Louisville, Kentucky with the Bob Hook Chevrolet. Appreciate you, Jake, for being here. He goes, yes, Don Brady. Man, good people right there, man. Dolphins have had some they've had some surprise games against the Pats, but they didn't really matter because we never made it to the playoffs those year anyway. So we may have took them out of the playoff or maybe helped not get them, made them play in the wild card game, but we definitely never stopped them. Michael Larkin, the interviewer wanted to know if he could close. Oh, the interviewer wanted to know if he could close. He proved he was a closer. That's damn right he is.
Daggone right.
Doggone right. Michael Larkin says, career versus job. There's a huge difference. That's 100% right. Making a script your own is huge. We got Sanjay saying good morning. Sanjay. What's up, Sanjay?
What's up?
We got Evelyn Kelly. Evelyn, hello. Michael Larkin hit you with the lecturally. Lecturally? Yeah, that's it. Dude, look it up, bro. Lecturally. That is a car guyism.
Make up words. Solutionary is not a word.
Don definitely is the GOAT.
But it's a thing.
How is your tour of dealerships across the states going? How many have you knocked off the list? That's a good question. What is that? That's a great question. From Evelyn.
Okay, so I was actually counting in the beginning, and literally I would say this is stop number 44, mm-hmm. I went to Atlanta for a week, and I figured out that just in Atlanta alone, I could probably spend a few years there going to the dealerships.
Yeah.
So I've decided to stop counting, but I am going to continue my tour across the nation, so that's not that, and I've kind of been letting the pandemic kind of die down a bit. But yeah, my plan is to really get out there and just go to every dealership, because it's neat because I'm pretty well received, and I think LinkedIn is going to have to be I'm going to have to thank LinkedIn for that, because I walked into one dealership in Atlanta that I didn't know anybody there. Of course, I don't know anybody in any of these dealerships. And the general manager ran across the dealership floor and picked me up. I had both my feet off the ground because he knew me from LinkedIn. So,
how cool, man. That's how people love you, Don.
It's fun.
Really?
I'm having a lot of fun.
You're doing it the right way. You're bringing out the right message. You're putting out yourself out there. You're putting everything out there, man. I love it. You include your family. I love how you post videos about you being at the game. That's your daughter, right? I believe, yeah. So that's amazing that you guys go to those games. And that shows what kind of fan you are of the Browns game, especially this past year. Those were tough tickets, man. And I'm glad that you got to go to those games. And you dress up for those games too, bro. You ain't no joke. You're a true Browns fan, bro.
Yes. No doubt. Definitely.
That's the coolest thing. I do know Browns people. If you're a Browns fan, you are real. That's why I feel about Dolphins fans. If I see somebody's a Dolphins fan, they're rocking it proud, I know they're real. Because when's the last time we won anything?
Yeah,
fucking 1960 something. Not playing. Before I was alive, the year I became a Dolphins fan was Marino's rookie year, and Marino went to the Super Bowl that year. Instant fan. I was like, oh my god, this guy's amazing. We're gonna win so many Super Bowls. Never went to the Super Bowl again. I'm serious.
You've always held on to that.
But my whole life, even now, I still hold on to the Marino in my heart, you know? And I'm okay with that. I love my team. You know, I wish I loved it as much as Don loves his team. I got to give it to Don. Don is a true fan, bigger fan than I am of my own fins. You know, granted, I don't live anywhere close to Miami right now, but so I don't really get a chance to go to the games unless they come up here and play, like in Cincinnati or up in Indy, or sometimes down in Nashville area, you know, when they play against the Titans. You know, those are like every other year, you know. So it's like, it's pretty fun to be able to see those games. But Don, man, way to be proud Browns fan for real, bro.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say too. So when I walked away from being a general manager, of course, I had my own family and friends were like, "What are you doing? You're nuts!" Yep. And I said, "I'm following a path that I really feel passionate about." And I'll never forget Jay Woolrich, and I know he said hi to us from Dealer Mobile Leads, but he was the very first person to reach out to me, congratulate me on my decision, and say, "Hey, if I can ever help you in any way, I'd love to help." I think Dealer Mobile Leads, every dealership out there needs. So, and he's so passionate about what he does. But I remember taking a picture. I was getting on an airplane going to NADA. Didn't have tickets to the show at all. I was just like not prepared. I was going there not sponsored, and I was going there really to interview the vendors at the NADA show. So I wasn't a dealer and I wasn't a vendor, but I was going there to really, I said I was going there to look for a job. And my brother sent me a private message, and he says, "Why does 25,000 people care that you're flying to NADA in Las Vegas?" And I said, "I don't know. I mean, it was just a picture I put on LinkedIn." So, kind of funny.
That's awesome, and that's the power of social media, folks. Use it. If you're not on it, you're missing out on a great opportunity.
You don't see the show right now.
Much did it cost you to post that post?
Oh, it didn't cost anything.
Exactly.
Come on.
And that's free advertising that touched 25,000 people. That's priceless. But the thing is, once again, I'll go back to those 10 letters again. Consistent. You have to be consistent with it. And Don is definitely consistent with it. And I love that. And that's the biggest and most important thing about almost anything we do in life. You have to be consistent. Even if you're bad at something, at least be consistently bad at it, right? You know, this way you can figure out how to do it wrong, do it the right way, or we can learn how not to do it the right way. You know, I'm not doing it the way he's doing it. He's doing it consistently every time, so I'm going to learn from that. Right? But no, I absolutely love that, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's a great point. That's a really good point, and it really is that simple. And going there to NADA last year, which was, man, I wish I could have went to that one. That would have been a lot of fun, because that was like the last, like, event
one
of the year, right? Like, no one after that was, I think Digital Dealer was coming up and all this stuff, and everybody was excited. And then it was like, no, it's not.
Yep.
No, we're not. It ain't happening. It's canceled, right? So we're all looking forward to having these events one day. I know that there's some coming up sooner and later. I think later this year there's some ones that are planned. So hopefully they do go through. And I'm looking forward to one day sitting down with every one of us and we all get to talk. I want to sit down at a big old round table, like the Knights of the Round Table, have a nice dinner. We could all sit down and just brainstorm over life and just have fun and just actually see each other in person You know, and I, you know, I can grab your shoulder and say, Don, you're the shit. You know what I mean? That's what I want to do. But, man, seriously, dude, this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I'm sure everybody's going to be wanting to buy each other drinks. No, I got the drinks. No, I got the drinks, man. Let me get the drinks, right? So it's going to be a good time. So, yes.
I get the coffee.
We'll bring the coffee. The coffee's on us, yes. Of course. You know Car Guy Coffee is going to be at every one of these conventions. And
oh, yeah.
Be ready to be interviewed at these conventions.
Yeah, everybody's going to be like, oh, I don't know why. I just got to talk. I got to talk. Keep just pouring this in.
This stuff is so strong.
I can't wait for all of that. Guys, gals, all of you that are out there that are listening, that know what's going on out there in digital world, this is an incredible solutionary that's doing some great stuff. You see the love Jay has for him, saying thanks, Don, for the kind words. Always keep growing, my friend. And that is the lifestyle that we live, is one that's forgiving, focusing, and flying so that we can keep growing, brewing solutions together.
Look at the love in this room. I mean, Evelyn's like, Jay is a great guy, always friendly and upbeat. Man, I love it. This is what I'm talking about, and this is what I mean when we all meet up. It's going to be – this is just on the internet. When we get to meet finally after this long year of COVID-ness, right? And COVID-ness. Yeah, it's a new word. So it's been a weird year, but I'm so excited about being able to do that, and I think it's going to happen sooner or later, and I just love this network of people. And thank you all for encouraging and being such sweet and just great words out there. So
it'd be like the uniting of Jedis.
It is. You know, it will be.
It would be like.
Oh, man.
I remember when watching one of the Star Wars and seeing all those Jedi in the council where Yoda is in there and talking all of this. Right, and having fun with just seeing all of them, like you're inspired by these make believe characters,
yes.
Right? That you only see on the screen.
But they're Jedi,
but we get the chance to see all of these same characters doing real life stuff, inspiring us in a real, real way with positive light. Again, swinging their lightsabers all throughout the industry.
Yep.